The Child Development Agency, CDA, has officially launched its CDA Cares volunteer program. The initiative will cater to business organizations, groups, individuals, as well as staff and former wards of the state who want to give back to children's homes across the island. While most are welcome to participate, preferred candidates for the program include educators, counselors, and medical practitioners. State Minister for Youth, Floyd Green, is urging well-meaning citizens to use this avenue to lend their skills and resources to some of the nation's most vulnerable citizens.
It's about formalizing a way in which people who truly want to work with our children and our residential care facilities can do so in an organized fashion. So I want to use this opportunity to say to the people who've been working with our homes, thank you, continue to work with our children, and say to Jamaicans in general, we do have much more space.
Minister Green, who was speaking at the launch of the volunteer program on May 10, says the program will also be beneficial in spreading the word that persons can give back.
It also gives us an opportunity to reach out to especially professionals in areas that we have a deficit in our facilities. You know, we can always take more counselors. We can always take more psychiatrists, psychologists. And we are using this opportunity to reach out to them to say, come, yes, you have another job. Yes, we know you're busy, but give us some time at a facility.
Persons interested in volunteering with the CDA will be asked to submit a completed application form available at CDA offices. Also, a passport-sized photograph, recent police record, two references from a notary public or justice of the peace, and a resume are required. A volunteer screening protocol has been developed to ensure that suitable candidates are selected. Persons interested in the program will be interviewed, and afterwards they will be trained and given a badge to indicate membership in the CDA Corps. Volunteers will also be required to sign codes of ethics, conduct, and confidentiality agreements before starting. After being inducted, the badge, handbook, and other relevant material will be given to volunteers.
Whilst we crave the support of our volunteers, we must ensure that the necessary due diligence is conducted to ensure the continued safety and protection of our children. We ask for your assistance as an advocate for the rights of the child.
CEO of Child Development Agency, Mrs. Rosalie Gage Gray. Profiles of all state childcare facilities outlining the specific needs of each home are available on the CDA's website at cda.gov.jm. Since 2015, there have been 42 volunteers who have passed through the CDA's facilities or offices. Volunteers play important roles as advocates for children, while also helping to restore families and the lives of individual children. Organizations can become involved with the CDA by joining Friends of the CDA to facilitate the sponsorship of a child or children, make contributions, or adopt a home.
They all host our children. So it's in all our interest to ensure that they're able to do it effectively and efficiently, and that our children get the best care possible. But with all of that said, clearly, we have to create a partnership framework.
State Minister for Youth, Floyd Green. For more information on becoming a CDA volunteer, call the agency at 948-6678 or visit the CDA's website at cda.gov.jm.
Labor Day 2017 will be like no other. You see, this year, we're going to restore, we're going to preserve, we're going to beautify our beautiful island, Jamaica.
My dream, my dream. My dream, my dream, my dream is to restore the school, every park, every scheme. Preserve landmarks and murals, you see. Tell you my goal, my goal, my goal.
Labor Day 2017, let's volunteer to get all of them things together. Restore, preserve, and beautify.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.